This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. U.S. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi criticized President Trump's plan to send additional military forces and air defense equipment to Saudi Arabia and the United Arab Emirates, saying it is the administration's latest attempt to circumvent Congress. AP's Mike Rossi has more on that development.
In response to recent attacks on the Saudi oil industry, which are being blamed on Iran, the United States is deploying additional troops and military equipment to the Gulf region. At a Pentagon news conference Friday night, Defense Secretary Mark Esper outlined the goals of the action.
First, to send a clear message that the United States supports our partners in the region. Second, to ensure the free flow of resources necessary to support the global economy.
General Joseph Dunford, chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, would not commit to how many troops are being deployed. Esper would not rule out further action. Mike Gracia, Washington.
The streets of Cairo were jammed on Saturday as police checkpoints were erected across the city. Hundreds of armed soldiers and police officers in riot gear patrolled Tahrir Square, one of the locations where protests broke out Friday night in the epicenter of previous demonstrations that led to the fall of former presidents Hosni Mubarak and Mohamed Morsi. Pro-government news outlets blamed the demonstrations on terrorists. More protests in Hong Kong Sunday as thousands of people took to the streets for more demonstrations. Australian traveler John says he stuck right in the middle of it in the airport.
We were aware that there were protests about midday today, yes.
It was in the paper.
That's why we came to the airport early, thinking that we had to, our flight was delayed. But it turns out it's been delayed till tomorrow. So we shouldn't have come out.
The city's government announced new curbs on rail travel ahead of the latest in a series of planned protests targeting the airport. This is VOA News.